I'm from Columbia, South Carolina, working out of the University of South Carolina. Today I'm in Clemson, South Carolina. The date is July the 6th, 1990. It's a Friday, and the time is about 10 after 2 in the afternoon. We are here today working on the project, the Black Heritage Project in the Upper Pima, and we're doing the historical data on 1865 to 1920. This project was created and directed by Dr. Megason of Pennsylvania Drexel University. So today we are here with Mrs. Bessie Stevens. Is that an S on Stevens?
S-T-E-V-E-N-S,
Stevens. Stevens, okay. Okay, well, first we're going to ask you, where were you born?
Pickens County? Yeah, then.
Okay. So how far, where's your home now? This is still considered Clemson, and is this the same home you were born in, or
no.
Is it very far from where you used to live, where you were born?
It was up in the, it was called then, I don't know what it's called, but it was the Avail community now.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Summer Street, I think it is, Summer Road now.
Summer Road.
But then it was just,
So is it very far from where you are now, where you originally lived? Is it the same area or somewhere distant?
The same area, but it was named. It was then named Calhoun.
Okay, all right. Who are your parents? Who were your parents?
Martha and John Whitney.
Okay, where were they born?
In Pickens County, as far as I know.
In Pickens County. Have they ever told you about some of their earlier lives? I mean, what they did, what their parents did?
No.
Okay. Well, could you tell me some things about your mother? And some of the things you can remember about your mother that you think is important to tell us?
Well, she was just a good woman. Mm-hmm. And she didn't do anything but housekeeping home.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only work she ever did.
Mm-hmm. Where does she housekeep? In the same area?
In the home.
Okay, who were the people she... Did she specifically housekeep for one family or a lot
for
of...
For her own self.
For her own self. Oh, okay, so she was in the home. She worked in the home all the time.
All the time. She didn't work at home.
Okay, how many sisters and brothers did you have?
I had 3 other sisters and 1 brother.
Mm-hmm. And they all lived here? They moved out?
They all lived here.
Any of them migrated to other places?
No.
No, they all... Do you have any sisters and brothers alive now?
No.
So you're the last of the...
I'm the last one.
Oh, wow. Okay. How about your father? Tell me something about your father.
He worked at Clemson College, then as a... Mm-hmm. Let me see what was there.
I'm going to move this over. You could tell me. I'm not getting your voice very clear, so I'm moving it over. Okay. Okay, you could tell me about your father. You can't remember?
I know where it is, but I can't remember what the name of it.
Okay, well, what did he do? I mean, what kind of, was it a trade?
It's where the heat, the house was heating the university.
Oh, he was heating the university, I see.
Where's the vet plant?
Okay. Well, the physical.
Physical plant.
Yeah. So how many years did he work at Clemson? Did he work at Clemson for about many years?
I don't know how many it was. All I knew was when he was working.
Okay.
He did work on the railroad.
Oh, he did.
Before that.
Oh, I see. Well, what did he do on the railroad?
I just don't know because we were little.
I said, do you ever remember him traveling when he was working on the railroad?
No.
I see. Okay, when you were growing up, did your family own their own home or did they rent or what?
not until years, I guess it was I don't know what years it was, but anyway, then they had built this home.
Mm-hmm. So this was your family home originally?
This was the family
home. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Okay, so did your family ever sharecropped?
Yeah.
Did they ever sharecropped, like cotton farming? No, they never sharecropped?
No. Just only a garden.
Just a garden.
And cows and hogs.
Oh,
that's the only thing. Right?
Okay. One thing I was wondering, did any of your family ever talked about slavery? You know, your grandparents, do you ever remember any of that?
My grandmothers did.
Your grandma, did you remember anything that they used to say about slavery?
No, because they were talking to, we wasn't around. I mean, we weren't allowed to be in the conversation.
Oh, I see. So was your grandparents slaves, or were your great grandparents slaves?
My great grandparents.
Your great grandparents were slaves. Could you give me the name of your great grandparents?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Well, I was trying to figure out the family. Your mother and your father family came from this area, or your mother family came from another area? And
as far as I know, they were both from the same area.
I see. All right. One thing I was wondering, where are your family buried?
Abel Cemetery.
Abel. That's your mother and father?
And my sisters.
Grandfather. And how about your grandparents?
They are too.
Oh, they're all there in Abel. Okay. Do you remember, are there grave markers on the graves of your parents?
They were, but they're not now.
Oh, I see. What kind of grave markers were there?
The stones.
The stones? Oh, I see. Okay, do you remember funerals in the family or the community? We were just trying to get an idea of what kinds of, how were the funerals earlier on? What kinds of things happened, the ceremony or the types of funerals that happened earlier on?
Well, it was just like they have now.
Were they the same length of time?
No.
What's the difference?
Short.
They're shorter now or earlier?
Short service.
Short service now or earlier?
Earlier. That's the kind we had.
That's the kind you had. How about you, like earlier on than that? Were they long? When were they long, I guess I should ask you. When were the funeral services long?
Well, it was then. It was whenever you... Whatever you, I mean now and then too,
uh-huh.
It was for how long you wanted.
Oh, I see. Okay, so what you're saying is it's not that much difference between earlier on funerals and services and now. Okay. One thing I was wondering, how about the songs? What kinds of songs? Have the songs changed in the funeral services? Or
yes.
How have they changed?
Well, then it was singing by mouth, not no music.
Uh-huh.
But now, it's musicians.
Musicians, okay. How about marriages? Do you remember, could you tell me something about your marriage? Could you describe your marriage when you got married?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just a minister's wedding. Went to the minister and got married.
Okay, did you get married? Where did you get married?
At the minister's home.
At the minister's home, okay. How many people were attending your wedding when you...
Nobody, but the minister and my husband and me.
Okay, well, did you dress and had a special dress? And
what I wore to church.
What you wore to church. Well, let me ask you more. Okay. What you wore to church that Sunday, okay.
It's kind of like what you got on there now.
Okay. All right. Do you have old photographs? Do you have any old photographs of your family?
Lord, I have to. I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to get it now. We can get it later, but I just was wondering. I'm just asking.
They're here somewhere.
Okay. Well, who took the pictures?
I don't know.
You don't know. So you have them like in scrapbooks, or how have you saved your photographs?
Some of them are, and some of them is in. Only two I have is. There's one. You see that?
Oh, I see some beautiful photographs. I see a group of ladies. What is that?
That's a college student.
That's college.
That's my sister's college.
Oh, I see.
And that one that's sitting right there by the legs crossed, that's the baby sister.
Oh, that's your baby. She's very attractive. Where was that picture taken?
Oh, I don't know if it was taken at school or when she was in college or where.
Okay, but how long ago was that picture taken? You remember about the 1920s, 1930s, 40s?
It must have been in the 30s.
In the 30s? Okay. All right, now I'm going to ask about, I've already asked about, we're talking about economic profile now, and I've already asked you about where your parents lived and where they did they rent or own their own home. And I've already asked whether your family went away, and you did have someone to work on the railroad. One thing I was wondering, what were the kind of jobs that black, I know you said that your mother worked in a home, but what kind of jobs did black women have when you were growing up? What kind of jobs did they do?
They worked with white people in their homes.
Uh-huh. That's what basically what the women did? Is there any other kinds of things that black women did?
Not that I know.
No. How about black men? What kinds of jobs did they do in this area?
When worked you were on farms.
On farms. What kind of farms?
Over at the university. Over Clemson on the dairy farm and the farming.
So Clemson generated dairy farms back then.
Yes.
Type of cotton. Was cotton grown in this area or anything like that?
Yes, cotton and corn. They had farms.
Yeah. Okay. Where did your family shop when you were growing up? Grocery store and shopping.
Smith Grocery Store.
Smith Grocery Store. Where was that?
Down in on the 6 Mile Road.
6 Mile Road, okay. Was that owned by black or white?
White.
Was it owned by white? Did you buy things on credit then, or were there you allowed?
I don't know if you did or not.
Okay. Where did your family buy their clothing, and where did they buy clothing?
Most of the time, it was cloth bought from the store, and mother made them.
Oh, I see. So where did she buy? Did she buy the cloth from the same store, or there was another store where she bought the cloth?
I don't know. Okay. She'd go get it herself.
Okay. Well, how about when you would? How many children do you have? I don't remember asking that. One? Okay. You have one daughter or son?
One daughter and one granddaughter.
One daughter and one granddaughter.
I have a stepdaughter and five step-grandchildren.
Okay. And is your daughter still living in this area?
No, she lives in Ohio.
Oh, she lives in Ohio. How long has she when did she move to Ohio?
In 55, I think.
Oh, I see. You did say that your family raised their own food, so you had a garden, right?
Yeah.
You had a garden, okay. What kind of furniture did your family use when you were growing up? This beautiful antique. Were there stores where you went where she bought these furniture, these gardens?
I don't know when I know it was here.
You were here? Okay. So your mother has a lot of antiques. You've kept your mother's antiques.
You can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, did anyone in your family make furniture, or quilts, or tools, or baskets, or anything like that?
No.
Does any of your family had special talents that you can remember? Like your sisters or brothers or your mother or father, your grandmother?
Well.
Were any of singers or musicians or preachers or needleworks?
My sister was a teacher.
Your sister was a teacher. Let's see.
And my sister was a pianist.
Mm-hmm.
And of course.
Where does she teach?
Well, she taught in the Lower State. I don't know the name of the place.
Okay, the Lower State. When you say the Lower State, I'm just not familiar with that term. You're meaning
below Columbia.
Oh, below Columbia, so like down near
Sumter.
Sumter. Oh, I see.
Charleston down.
How did she get her? I mean, where did she get her teaching education?
She got her from Seneca Institute.
Oh,
and she graduated from Knoxville College.
Okay, Seneca Institute, that's no longer existing.
No.
Okay. All right. Where did you go to school? Tell me something about your school.
In Calhoun.
Where did you go to school? What's the name of your school?
Calhoun.
Could you describe how the school was, how many teachers you had, how many rooms in the building?
One.
And how many teachers did you have?
One.
Did she teach more than one grade at one time? Okay, so there was only one grade in the whole school, or there were many grades?
All would come. Uh-huh. It was in there with just one teacher.
One teacher, I see. What is the longest, how high did the grades go when you went?
Eighth grade.
Mm. How long, how many months of the years did you go, of the year did you go to school?
It wasn't long. It was in the summertime. We would be in school like now.
Oh, in the summertime?
But in the spring of the year, uh-huh, it was out. And then in the fall of the year, when cotton and corn and things, that's when school was out.
Oh, I see. Well, did you work in the fields when you were growing up?
That was the school, and we had to, couldn't go.
Oh, my. Well, what did you do when school was out?
Well, we would go and pick cotton. Mama would let us go and pick cotton. Uh-huh.
I see. Well, what else did you do in your leisure time? I mean, when you were not in school, tell me some of the things that you did as a young person that you enjoyed doing.
Well, that's what we did: pick cotton and
popping the corn.
Popping the corn.
Okay. Well, I call it popping. I don't know what else you harvest the corn or.
Okay. Well, we were getting it for them. They did what they were going to do.
So who did you get the cotton and the corn for? There was a place that it went, or someone.
They had cotton. Whoever was farming.
Okay. Who was the farmer? Do you know any farmers that you send the corn and cotton to?
Whose field? On their farm.
Who? Could you give me any names? Or do you remember?
Cochran is one.
Cochran. Okay. Okay. All right. We've already talked that you did have your sister went to college, and she was a teacher in Sumter area, in Charleston area. What did your family have books in the home? What kinds of books did your family have in the home when you were growing up?
Oh, all of them in here yet.
Tell me some of them.
Books.
What kind of books? Tell me what kind of books that you have when you were growing up.
Bible. Books that wasn't like they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the books. All we had was our school books and the Bible.
Okay, school books. I was wondering, you know, earlier on, black families, a lot of families put their family history in the Bible. Did your family do that?
No.
Your family didn't do that. Okay. The next thing I would like to know, when you were in school, did your teacher teach you about black history, you know, the history of black people? What kinds of things that you did, you got, you know, you were taught in school?
Well, it was just our reading and writing, arithmetic and geography.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. During that time, what was the difference between white schools and black schools? I'm getting more into whites and black issues.
Yeah, you said the white teaching different books than the black ones.
Okay, how were they different?
I don't know. I didn't go to the white school.
Oh, okay. And did schools last the same amount of months, the white schools and the black schools? Did they last the same number of months?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Could you tell me about, do you remember any groups or organizations that was in your community when you were younger?
Like community?
Yeah, uh-huh,
organization.
Uh-huh, right.
Well, it was just church and schools. We didn't even have that I know of. They was just church, Sunday school and church.
Okay. Well, I'm going to jump back at religion. I don't know how I skipped that. But one thing I was wondering, what church denomination did your family belong to?
Baptist?
Where did what's the name of the church?
Abel.
Okay. So your family always belonged to Abel. Okay. Did you have any other family that went to any other kind, any part of your family that went to other denomination?
Not that I know.
Could you tell me something about your minister, your earlier minister? Who was your earlier minister? Do you remember your minister's names earlier on?
Well, the one that I knew was Reverend Watson in Galloway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know about, remember about camp meetings?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me something about camp meetings?
Well, we just know that they had it.
Okay, did you go to
them? We never did go.
You never did go? Okay, how about singing conventions? When you were younger, you remember? Did you go to singing conventions?
No, we didn't go.
You didn't go to singing conventions. Okay. Let's see. Just one second. It's not really good. Okay. I've almost memorized these questions, and I weren't asking them in order. Okay. We are going talk now about social and interaction, and this is basically the reason he's asking this, because we knew that there were blacks and white in the community, and this project would like to know how one group reacted to the other group in the small area of Calhoun. Okay, first of all, I'd like to know, did you know about any, before I get into that, did you know about any bear societies or sewing clubs or quilting clubs or anything like that when you were growing up?
No.
You didn't like it. Who buried, who, did you have undertakers to bury, even when you were younger? Undertakers? Did you have morticians who buried, who took care of the body when they died?
I don't know what the undertaker was named. I think it was Duckett.
Duckett, oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And he was undertaker for a very long time?
Ever since I've been knowing him, he was Duckett.
Duckett, oh, I see.
But he buried the blacks and the whites, too.
Okay, was Duckett white or black?
Black. He was white.
He was white? Oh, I see.
Well, the only black undertaker that I know, it was Addison and Pete's.
Okay.
They're the only one that I know in this,
Are they still, all three of these men are still living, or?
Well, Adam's mortuary is, but Duckett is still in Central, and Pete's is in Anderson, but it is. Mm-hmm. In Friendly City, I think. I don't know what you did.
Okay. All right. Do you remember any of your family, your mother and father voting?
No, it wasn't me.
When did you start voting?
So you didn't say I had to get them. You kind of books.
Well, was it 1930, 40, 50? You just give me the
date. When they started, when they first started, when I started.
Oh, that's when you started? And unfortunately, being young, and I don't know when, it's like 1930 or 40 when it first got started, you think?
It was later than that.
1950s? You think in the 50s? If you can't remember that, that's okay. All right. One thing I was wondering is... do you know what, well, you said that your grandparent was enslaved, your great-grandparents or your grandparents?
Great-great-grandparents.
Your great-great-grandparents. So were your grandparents born free? Your grandparents was born free. They were not there. Were they born on plantations, what I'm asking, or they had their own homes?
I can't say, because when I knew them, they were staying in houses.
And they were staying in houses, okay.
And it was...
okay. All right. Did as far as black and white, did your relative ever talk about how white people treated them?
No.
They never. Well, what was your experience when you were younger? Do you remember experiences in how whites reacted to you and how you reacted to whites?
Well, the whites that we were associated with, they lived right across, not too far from here,
mm-hmm.
and they the same today. They was the
I see. Do you remember any? Now, some of these questions are pretty tough, so you know we need to know these things. Do you remember hear about any lynching in this area when you were growing up?
No.
You never heard of lynching. And how about the law? Did the law treat blacks different than the whites?
I don't know how they treated them, because I wasn't even bothered before.
Yeah. So basically, your family never had much white pressure in any kind of way? Okay. One last question I want to ask you about race relationship is that, you know, in certain communities, black women and white men had up kinds of relationships. Had you ever heard about that? You
know? Yes, I heard about it, because it was right here in Clemson. Mm-hmm. But we wasn't involved in it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know in Clemson and in other areas of state and country, there was mulattoes. Was there any differences that you found with people that were considered mulattoes?
No, because Mama didn't allow us in the family.
Well, she didn't allow, I didn't hear you. She didn't allow you to.
We weren't allowed in that visit.
Mulattoes. You know what mulattoes, when there's a child that is part white and part black, did you know any mulattoes? Hmm. Do y'all use the word?
I know them, but it wasn't in our family.
It wasn't your family. Okay, was that like another race, or was treated like all other blacks? Mulattoes were treated as other blacks, or considered as other blacks when you were growing up?
They were.
They were. Mm-hmm. Do you know anyone that actually passed for white, you know, even though they were black?
No.
Okay. How about Indians? Did you know of any Indians in this area?
Well, when we was, they would come through walking. I don't know where they lived, but they would come through walking.
Oh, I see. All right. One other thing I wanted to know is about celebration. We're getting on the lighter side. Oh, one last thing before I get to that. When was the first time you went to Greenville or Anderson? Greenville or Anderson.
Well.
About what age?
I guess I was about 6 when I went to Greenville. Uh-huh. And that's when I went to Anderson. We'd go in the wagons. Our granddad would carry us in the wagons.
Okay, well, why, when you went to Greenville, Anderson, why were you going? And what reason did you go to Anderson, Greenville? To visit or shop or?
Going to visit.
To visit.
But I can't say who it was.
Well, so you actually took wagons to Greenville and Anderson?
Our granddaddy would carry us to ride in the wagon. Mm-hmm. And then he had they'd call it a carriage, you know, to. Kind of like a two seats.
I see. Well, how long did it take you to get like to Greenville? You know, in a wagon. How long you think it took?
A long time. Going all day and
all day.
Come back late.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like it is now. You had to be off the road.
Well, you had to be off the road. Why did you have to be off the road?
I said, it wasn't like it is now. You had to be off the road. You just get in the road, so that's all it was going.
Well, was it dangerous traveling at night in the wagon? What if you got caught?
They had lanterns.
Uh-huh.
He had his lanterns.
But it's still difficult to drive in the wagon. Oh, I see. Okay, and Anderson, did it take a long time to get to Anderson also?
Not too long.
Not too long? Okay.
Sometimes we would go ride to the depot and get on the train and ride to Anderson and ride to Greenville.
Oh, I see. Okay. Could you tell me about some celebrations? See, I'm from the Lower State. I'm originally from Charleston, and this is always a question that interests me, because in the Lower State, we do different things than what they do. Like, we go to a beach on the coast.
Well, we didn't have no beach to go to.
So tell me some of the things that you did to celebrate, like holidays. What you did Christmas time?
Well, we would just have Christmas at home. And same thing with all the other holidays.
Well, tell me some of the things that, tell me something about Christmas. Did you get gifts? Did you have a special dinner? Or?
Well, at home we did. Mm-hmm. And so far as gifts, we would have dolls and toys. Mm-hmm.
Was it still bought or some of your toys were made?
Still bought.
They were still bought. I see. How about Easter? Did you
celebrate? We got Easter dresses to go to Easter sunrise service.
Mm-hmm.
And to go to Easter program.
I see. Okay.
That's what it
was. How about Thanksgiving? Would you do special things at Thanksgiving?
Wouldn't be in school. We'd be out of school, so we'd have that Thanksgiving dinner.
Uh-huh. And your mother used to make it, and it'd be a big meal. What did you serve?
Whatever she would fix.
Was turkey turkey popular then, or was there another meat that was popular?
It was turkey because you could, was raising your own turkey.
Oh, you were raising your own turkey? Oh, I see. One thing I was wondering about New Year's. Did you do anything special on New Year's Day?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about New Year's Day.
We was having a good time New Year's Day.
Okay, I'm going to turn the tape over real quick because I don't want to miss any of this. Okay, just one second. This is a half an hour.